Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like John Wick,
yeah.
Who in the first John Wick movie says...
Yeah, when he
says,
comes back, is established.
No,
Keanu
says,
Reeves and John Wick.
Yeah, you could say I'm back. Is the defense back?
Which John Wick does he ride a pony through the streets with?
Yes.
Yes, all of them. that's half the movies. Okay. I haven't seen it. I've basically seen it.
I tapped out after the first one. I've heard there are other ones, though. And mother ones, too.
Now, who are you asking if they're back or not?
The defense.
Defense never left.
Did you see week
defense,
one?
Defense never left.
Which one of the C.D. Lamb wide open plays or Brandon Cooks into the end zone plays? Yeah, listen, I'm all here for saying that the offense was
putrid. We had a return that inflated the offensive points for the Cowboys. I'll say that.
Did they or did they not give up 30-plus points at home in week one?
Again, because of a return, the numbers get skewed at the end of the day.
Okay, is that the kind of defensive performance? Was that a good defensive performance against Dallas?
It was fine.
But
Jacksonville was dominant.
Did we get...
Jacksonville was dominant.
Just real quick
one week, we're just done with the defense to have them come back?
No, because remember, it was also the playoff game. There was also, within the final six or seven games last year, it was the Denver and LA games.
I think the sad part about the defense in week one was that they'd been so awesome at home, where they'd allowed 10 points a game last year, only had one home loss last year, and that's where it looked maybe not the greatest.
So
that was the sad part. Now, we talked about the home-road splits. On the road is where they allowed 30 points a game last year. They were dominant against Jacksonville yesterday.
I will say I thought it was a really good performance. I still don't think it was their best. They gave up some chunk yardage.
16 passing yards at the half.
Yeah, and what did he do in the second half?
He couldn't have looked worse in the first half of play.
There's a part of that second half he couldn't look better.
He had one really nice deep ball that accounted for a third of his passing yards in the day.
Okay. I mean, listen, I just think...
That was a nice deep ball.
You didn't get the consistent... Well, okay, you didn't get home as much as we're used to. So that's one area they can get better. They said there was the Brian Thomas over-the-top catch, which can't happen because those are the kind of things that allow Jacksonville back in the game. So I'm here to tell you, like, it was a much better performance. They deserve a lion's share of the credit. That's still not the best they can play.
I got so much confidence that the Giants aren't going to put up a lot of points, like any
That's
points.
Lowest bar in history.
Fine. Defense
against,
was great.
Against Daniel Jones.
How about the fact that the red zone last year sucked for the Browns? And then yesterday, they allowed one touchdown in the four red zone trips to Jacksonville. And Jacksonville had a 2nd and 5 from the 14 and didn't even get any points out of that because Myles Garrett ended up with the big-time third down sack, and it just put him way out of position.
Can we agree?
Dominating.
All right. Remember earlier on the show when I was like, that was a good performance by Deshaun. It's still not where the bar is for him. Big picture. Can we do the same with the defense? That was a really that was a great performance by them.
I think you're underselling yourself on how great that defense was yesterday, in my opinion. Yeah, obviously you have the right to. Your show, your dime, your dance for you, do whatever you want, but I'm telling you, that was a number one defense that you watched yesterday. That gave me belief that they'd wiped away what happened in the Texans game and the latter part of last season. Now, there was a long stretch of this game where Denzel Ward was in, Denzel Ward was out. We obviously had the Myles Garrett injury that people talked about after the game for a little bit as well. There was a lot to that game, but you can make an argument with their two best players having moments. That was pretty great.
I think they were aided by the fact... Well, okay, this is a catch-22. I think they were aided by the fact that they weren't on the field a lot in the first half, and I think... What concerned me in the second half, and this again, this is not to say that the defense is bub-kissed. This was a really, really good performance. I know they can still do better than this. One, Trevor Lawrence is better than Daniel Jones. He's not as good as Dak Prescott. Two, on the outside, and I know the general critique of the wide nine, on the outside, when Etienne was able to bounce it outside, he got some chunk yardage there a couple times. Those are the things you got to clean up. And I'll still go back to it. Like, Miles had the big sack early in the game. Alex Wright had the safety late in the game. You got close a couple times.
You got the big third down sack.
I think against better quarterbacks, you need to get home even more than that.
Your standards are higher than mine, then.
I think that's, well, are your standards, standards not through
overall,
the roof?
My standards overall are really high, and I thought my standards for the defense were really high. I just don't know how you play a better defensive game than what they did. Trevor Lawrence was trash yesterday, and you can make an argument he's been trash for a while. That's fine. I'll say it. I mean, he hasn't won an actual game now in six starts that he's had now. I think we're at six. I saw yesterday it hadn't been since Thanksgiving of last year that he's won a game. It's not a real problem, but you allowed 13 points in total. Again, 16 passing yards for the first half for Trevor Lawrence. You can put up his second half numbers if you want, but I didn't see many cracks there. I didn't.
I just think I agree with Jonathan to an extent. I think where some people's standards for the defense have been blown out, like just because they had a success last year, they think they're going to take another step in terms of dominance. Like, this isn't Ohio State versus the MAC right now. Like, you're facing NFL quarterbacks. Like, I think holding a team under 300 yards is a pretty good day.
I think
4 sacks, 7 pressures, or 7 quarterback hits.
I mean, an offense that a week before scored 17 points against a bad Miami defense.
So who do you think the best defense in the NFL going into the season are?
I mean, that's
outside of the Browns.
I mean, Baltimore's up there.
Okay, well, Baltimore lost to the Oakland Raiders yesterday and gave up 23 or 26 points, whatever.
Well, okay, so, but my point is, this isn't about them. This is about us.
I get that, but like, I think the Browns giving up 13 points to Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars on the road in that situation when it was a do-or-die game for him, basically, I think that's a pretty good defensive performance.
So when are we allowed to pick apart performances? I think it was a tale of two halves. I think they were lights-out dominant in the first half, and I think they let some plays go that can kill games if you continue to do stuff like that. Like, I think through four quarters, I was looking for consistency yesterday and didn't get it. I don't think they were awful. But I like, how much of this is based off the fact that they let up more chunk yardage plays against Dallas? Because I saw a lot of areas to get better from week two. And again, I don't need the best defense possible. But there's another level to what we saw yesterday that I think involves like finishing off a team. I think part of the Browns not finishing off games, I think some of that is just really hard to do in the NFL. Some of that is Kevin Stefanski's coaching philosophy. I think the defense was part of that last year, including being dominant in one half and then disappearing. Now, I don't say disappearing is heavy-handed, but that was the consistency issue.
I just looked at it like you allowed 10 points in total in the second half, and if you want to go to the second half, that's fine, but you allowed 10 total points in the second half, and at no point was I scared that Trevor Lawrence was going to be able to move the ball. At no point was I like flinching and worried that the Browns were going to really cough that game up. I wasn't there.
You weren't a little worried that they were going to lose that game?
No. No, I wasn't.
It was in what? Within a field goal?
Well, you can make an argument it was within a final Hail Mary if you want to really get down to the brass tacks on it.
So that part I wasn't. But when they got the ball back, even when Jacksonville got the ball back in, let's say, awful position for them.
Like when Jacksonville, sorry to cut you off there. Okay. When Jacksonville was on the 4th and goal from the 7 and decided to take the field goal instead of going for it, that right there, I think Doug Peterson was telling you, in and of itself, like I don't trust my offense to get 7 yards to take the lead in that moment. That's a tip of the cap to the Browns defense in that moment.
So it's not to say that the defense was bad, but I think if we're putting pauses on it's just one game or it's just one half, I think we got to be there with the defense. I really do. They were the better of the two or the better of the three facets of the game, but especially like, It's not as if the offense just let that game get away by themselves. Or sorry, it's not as if the offense is the only reason Jacksonville got back in the game. The Browns offense isn't.
You lost me there.
I know. It wasn't the best wording
okay,
of things.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
The Browns offense isn't the only reason Jacksonville got back in that game. The offense clamming up, and they did, and the drops and the penalties and everything. I will also say, we've made a lot about the penalties on the offensive side of the ball. I'd like to see those on the defensive side of the ball as well. Cleared up, specifically offside penalties.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get down to it, was it a straight-up perfect game from the defense? No, but it was about as good of a game as I can expect from them.
By the way,
it's very good.
So somebody on Twitter saying, don't argue with me, I'm the biggest homer. The defense was excellent and Watson was barely average. What does that have to do with me being a homer? If I was a homer, wouldn't I tell you it was the greatest defensive performance I ever saw?
Are they saying you said that?
I think he was saying don't argue with me because I'm a homer, and then I'm the one expecting more out of the defense.
Yeah, no, I'm being the homer in this equation.
Yeah, how dare you?
I clearly am being the homer in this equation. You're the one dogging a defense that allowed 13 points.
This is a no spin zone.
I'm actually really impressed. This is the route you took because this is the least expected route.
So no,
let's put it that way.
So I'm not dogging the defense. I simply asked, do you think they're back? And I think through 2 weeks.
It's a bold take. I like the take just because it's outside the box. It's different, but like I didn't. And note that yesterday, I think to myself, man, I was clamming up to see more from the defense. Like I need more. I'm going to be really watching in the next couple games to see if they can play a complete game type thing. That wasn't my thought process at all. And maybe I'm just too hyper-focused on the offense, but I just didn't have that at all. I thought to myself, they're awesome. Giants are in for real trouble next week. And it made me feel really good about some of the other games after that, including the Commanders.
I think the most impressive thing the defense did yesterday, because the defense is a vibes-based situation. I thought when there were no vibes, when Jacksonville had opened up some momentum, their ability to get the stop on what was the third right before the field goal that you mentioned, and then the safety. I thought those were the two most impressive plays because they didn't have momentum on their side.
Is Jacksonville a good enough offensive team for me to be celebrating the defense the way that I'm trying to?
I don't think so.
And that might be the problem.
I think ETN's really good, but Brian Thomas is just a big play machine, and Trevor Lawrence sucks.
But that might be where some of our impasse is that I'm still rating Jacksonville like a higher up, better offense than maybe you are right now, which I think you're going to be right in the long term on that because first couple games haven't looked great. And if you're treating them closer to the Giants than you are the Cowboys, then you would want more out of that second half.
And it's less about I want more, and it's I know they're capable of more. 216-474-0092. It's not that yesterday wasn't good. It's that I know that there is more better to come from the offense. We'll look to the Deshaun side of stuff. They are 13th in yards per game. I think they're 23rd in points per game. Although we gotta change that. Why are they getting hammered for a bad spec? I know it's defense and special teams. Why are they getting hammered for that god-awful punt return?
See?
Punt coverage.
This is how people fall into the EPA zone and all these other advanced numbers.
Well, and it is fair to say it's also a very small sample size. We don't do that with the offense when they're bad, but we can at least give the defense that credit. I will say, because there have been a few people as we talked about this saying, well, but you're giving Deshaun and the offense credit. 2 weeks ago, and this is how I viewed the offensive performance yesterday. 2 weeks ago, the offense was so putrid. It brought back visions of 2016, 2017, and parts early of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost exclusively Deshaun's timing, decision-making, comfortability, confidence, chemistry, all of it. Yesterday, I do think that the offense clearly hit a schneid in the second half. I don't really view much of that to do with Deshaun. I think Deshaun had, I'll be honest with you, I thought the wide receivers and the O-line let down the offense in the second half.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, that goes in with the running game wasn't as impressive either. So, like, I thought in the second half of that game, the offense let Deshaun down, which that's, like, the first time I think I've been able to say that in his time here.
Yeah, we didn't see too many of the throws where you're like, where were you throwing that, Deshaun?
Yeah.
And that was really all we needed to see, right? That's what I wanted to see. Did it seem like he was in command of the offense? And did it seem like he was making the right calls in the right moments? And it did. It did. It felt like that.
Well, and the other thing that I saw that I think is, again, I'm not trying to polish a stone here. It's one game. Show me in the New York game. Build this thing over the long term.
Yeah.
I also think when you see him trying to make plays, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think people have it twisted about Deshaun Deshaun in Houston was the guy who, hey, this play broke down. He buys himself some time with his legs and then makes that tight throw to the sideline that, yeah, might get intercepted. It also might be the thing that extends the drive and puts you into a chance to score a touchdown. Like, sure. That was, I didn't expect to see the playmaking and decision making. And I know that it wasn't perfect because of the third and sixth play. I think all of those things were multiple steps in the right direction that make me go, oh, okay, like, how can you take this and take it one step forward this week? Because it felt like this offense, where it started to where it was this week, was multiple steps above, and that's with subpar protection and drops galore.
Were you surprised, though, that he did take off a little bit and he did show? Because I was worried about his shoulder the entire time. I think we all were, right?
I think that's going to be from now to the end of time.
Okay, but it definitely felt like he was just taking off and he was trying to make some of those Houston plays. That's right. How many times did you hear, what was his name? Was it Chris Lewis? Was his name?
Yeah, you're talking about the play-by-play guy?
Yeah. He's relatively new, right?
That's the first time I remember seeing him in an NFL game.
Okay, yeah. I looked him up. He is a Syracuse kid, though, so that's why he sounded the part. You know,
he probably just graduated.
Probably.
That's how this business works.
And then I was like, I gotta find out more about this guy.
By the way, that's a really good save. I thought he was good.
I know I did. That's not even like a joke. But then he sounded like he was very Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's what they do there. That's what they do.
We got a cookie cutter, and we know how to cut them out.
But then he was talking about the Houston plays, and he kept being like, oh, that looked like Houston Deshaun Watson. And I was like, you know what? It kind of did look like Houston Deshaun Watson. I fell right to his trap.
How much of that was us protecting? And no, actually, the funny thing is, the split play, I keep calling it the David Lee Roth play,
to
David Bell. Houston Deshaun doesn't need to load up as much from his arm to get that out. I still think you're going to need to see the cross body throws that you occasionally have to make in the NFL. And the sideline throws were still very sideline heavy instead of meaning like,
well, he almost got picked off on the first drive.
Yeah. Well, and that's the Jerry Jeudy one. What was the one where I think it was Jerome? There was either a Browns receiver or defensive back on the sideline that was not expecting to catch a pass that did. So like, those are like, all right, so a week ago, it felt like you got to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You got to fix everything.
Yeah.
I think we're back to it feels like you have to clean things up. I'm very comfortable with that place being the offense and being able to say, I think Deshaun was the least of your problems offensively in the second half.
Let me tell you how I saw it. Last week, at the Cowboys game, they were 0-10 on passes of 15 yards or more with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. This week, he was 2-4. Of passes of 15 yards. But the notice there isn't the completions. It's more the idea that they went from 10 to 4. I think last week what they did with the Cowboys was, all right, let's see what you got. We're just going to unleash you. We're going to see exactly what you can do, and we're going to find out where the starting point is for Deshaun Watson. I think this last week was them saying, dare I say, game manager, but it's like it was the idea that Deshaun is going to play within an offense, and they're going to start to add things as the weeks move on, but you had to take them all the way back to the beginning. And I think that's what that's what that was in the Jacksonville game.
I think that's fair, but I do think game managers don't make plays on the run the way we saw. And again, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, this was Heisman Deshaun, but like,
yeah,
he made more plays in the run and on the go than
he ended up with 20 yards total rushing. He was hardly Michael Vick out there.
No, I'm not talking. No. You're confusing.
You mean extending plays?
Yeah, extending plays, and then
he was definitely used his feet more.
When it looks like a lost play and you get a completion or a first down, like I continue to go back to the David Bell play because it's top of mind. Like that's a play I don't think he makes a week ago. That's a play that I don't think he really made a lot last year because I think he was more game management. I think he was more trying to fit in the system. Like, I think that's the problem when you're trying to fit in, not going full Kevin Love here, mm-hmm. is that you do start to turn off some of your natural inclination and your spidey senses, if you will. I think he made two or three plays where we're like, oh, wait. That? You're going to do that? Cool.
Yeah, but they unquestionably did roll it back, though.
No. I think you're right in saying they rolled it back. I think that has more to do with the offensive line, and that's why you saw jumbo sets and everything else.
Well, and maybe that's the problem with the Cowboys game, is they just thought they could do everything with that offensive line, and then this was the adjustment to that.
That makes sense, which makes, like, it's so funny because the Giants aren't a good team.
It should be a free-for-all, you would think.
But they still have a couple
too cocky.
Guys.
Too cocky there, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
can't say an NFL game's a free-for-all. People get mad at that.
Thibodeau, Burns, Dexter Lawrence, like, this is another good front four that was kind of the equalizer in the second half for you on top of drops. But that Jacksonville front four really showed up big in the second half. I think this Giants front four is a better team. But 216-474-0092. Did you see enough from Deshaun to regain hope there, JP?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's to me, that was the story of yesterday. Was he showed you enough. He gave you the confidence that you needed to know that, listen, 18 points is not the world's. He didn't put up 45. He didn't put up 50. But that was enough. He was competent. That's the bar. It's not a high bar, but that was the bar.
Is it fair to say?
He didn't vomit all over his shoes. That was the bar.
That they were held to 18 points through very little fault of Deshaun's own.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, the second half though was not pretty. I think we got so enamored with the first half of the game and really the first drive of the game. Like if you reverse the first half and put it in the second half, and the second half in the first half,
be the Baltimore game.
I think we'd be looking at this way differently. But it was so assuring what the first drive was.
Well,
it was so assuring.
But I think again,
you look
like
competent.
The first drive, I don't remember anything good from anybody on the offense. The second drive of the third quarter, it was drop city, and then there was one or two other drives within that game where it was drop city. Like between that and penalties. That can wipe out a half a football that has nothing to do with Deshaun.
Oh, sure. And then you go three and out really quickly because of one drop or whatever that is, and it completely changes the game. No one's denying that.